A little word I'd like to talk about this morning is the word suddenly. I made a little ditty. Suddenly, pride before the fall. I'd like to say fail. We live in an environment that is so mental, physical, but the whole element for God to work is actually spiritual. We tend to ignore things of the spirit, but I want to tell you right now, for a Christian, God's spirit is really making God as real as possible for us. And my ditty for today is, desperation is a grand atmosphere for miracles. You know, as I've traveled the world, I get to some of the poorest of the poor. I've been to squatter camps so large that the squatter camp has a squatter camp. And when I went there, some people had seen me for a Westerner for the first time. They screamed and ran away. And they were so, so poor. But when I got to know them, they were so happy. And there tends to be a desperation for things like food and water, homes, things we don't even have to think of these days. But I've seen such joy, and I've seen God at work with those folk. I want to encourage you today and ask you this. Just how hungry are you? In Matthew 15:28, Jesus said to the woman, "O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed at once. Don't give up on the miracle. Don't stop asking. Because it's often times of desperation we call on different resources. Stop drawing on your own resource. Doesn't always help. Draw on God. In 2 Chronicles 29:36, it says, "Then Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced over what God had prepared for the people, because the thing had come about suddenly." Remember, suddenly is a good thing.